already dotted with red, white, and blue sailboats headed out for the day. A few people fishing alongside the bridge waved as she passed by, and she smiled and waved back. She was almost to the other side when she suddenly began to experience some sort of a vague and unusual sense of well-being, and with good reason. Against all odds, she had just survived the last wedding of their three daughters, Dee Dee, Cece, and Lily. Their only unmarried child now was their 25-year-old son, Carter, who lived in Atlanta, and some other poor God-helper beleaguered mother of the bride would be in charge of planning that happy occasion. All she and Earl would have to do for Carter's wedding was to show up and smile. And today, other than one short stop at the bank and picking up a couple of pork chops for dinner, she didn't have another single thing she had to do. She was almost giddy with relief. Of course, Sookie absolutely worshipped and adored her girls, but having to plan three large weddings in fewer than 2 years had been a grueling, never-ending 24-hours-a-day job, with all the bridal showers, picking out patterns, shopping, fittings, writing invitations, meeting with caterers, figuring out seating arrangements, or